That means that we're on the internet, that red light, as well as recording for our own purposes.
Okay. I think it is. I think it was a problem with Kevin's cell phone this morning. It was like,
if there's something else happening.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 p.m. Friday, the 23rd, 2007. The commission's holding an informal hearing today in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room, State Capitol, 12th floor. The case before us is PU 29090-3447, Mental Health Association 211 designation application. Just so that everyone who's on the phone or listening on the internet can know who's participating in the informal hearing today, we'll all introduce ourselves to begin with. I'm Commissioner Susan Wiefald. Welcome to you.
Tony Clark.
Bill Benning, staff.
Christy Crawford from First Link. Sarah Kemp Johnson from First Link.
Chet Pulver from 211.
And on the telephone, joining us by phone.
Susan Haugland, Mental Health Association, 211.
Thank you, Susan. All right, I think we're ready to begin. We have an application from 211 to designate the First Link as a participant in the 211 process. Commissioner Clark, since this is your portfolio, do you have any opening comments that you'd like to make regarding this?
Just to welcome everyone, I know that Susan and I have been in contact about this previously, and I had forwarded it to staff just to see what we need to do. I'm interested in hearing directly from you all how the relationship works. My sense is we may need to, I don't think it's a big hurdle at all. I think we just may need to amend an existing order that we have out, which isn't a huge deal, but we want to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed so there isn't any misunderstanding about who's utilizing the resource and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So with that, happy to hear from the applicants.
Right. We understand that 211 is a very important resource, not only for the people of North Dakota, but for your agencies, because it gives them an opportunity to call using just three short numbers and get all sorts of types of social service types of helps for themselves and their family members. And so when we designated 211, we spent some time, you know, on this issue. And so I think it is important to take a look at it now that First Link will be involved. So if you'll go right ahead and tell us about First Link, about your connections that you've had with the Mental Health Association with this issue, and any information that you'd like us to consider.
Well, First Link is one of our programs is primarily identical to 211. It's an information and referral, listening and support, crisis intervention, disaster services, hotline. We've been operating in the Cass Clay area for 35 years or so. So services are primarily identical to what 211 provides. So we have been working with the Mental Health Association to answer phones in Cass County for them since they have the state designation to kind of alleviate some of that and provide a service more local to the Cass County area. We average about 22,000 calls a year in our local area, so quite a few calls. Keeps us pretty busy. And we have three components to our hotline services, and one of them is, like I said, the 211 services. We just don't have the 211 designation. It's just pretty much the same. Then we also have a crisis line, which six or seven nonprofit agencies rely on us to answer their phones for them on nights and weekends. And we also take vulnerable adult crisis reports in two counties in Minnesota. Then we have a third line, which is our suicide line. And with that call, we receive suicidal calls, and we are a rollover agency for other places in the nation to receive their suicide calls also. So that's kind of our information and crisis service program that we have underneath First Link, and that's just one of our programs. The other program that we have, which makes 211 a good fit for our organization, is a volunteer center. And our volunteer center has been in Cass and Clay County since 1968. However, we just received funding to open up statewide volunteer centers in North Dakota. We'll be in six cities by 2008. Mm. Bismarck is one of them. And with that, we operate a disaster program. And one of the components of that is called CERT. If you've heard of that here at the Capitol level, it's Community Emergency Response Team. And it's a Citizen Corps program that we operate and provide trained volunteers to the city and county in the event of a disaster. Right now, on a national level, Points of Light Foundation and Volunteer Center Network is pushing volunteer centers to work with 211. And since we already have the disaster component, the volunteer services, and the hotline, it just makes sense that we are collaborating in some capacity.
Now, at the present time, when you, let's say a phone call comes into First Link, would I be dialing 211 and then you'd be answering the phone?
Not right now in North Dakota. Mental health gets those calls. In Clay County, we are answering the 211 calls for them. Right now, people are dialing 235-SEEK, which is our local phone number to get into our hotline system, or 232-HELP, which is our suicide line. If we start answering phone calls for Cass County, then the prefixes will come directly to our hotline number.
So you'd still operate 235-SEEK and the
others? Yeah, because we have to.
You just, 211 would just be routed to those same services that you're already providing.
Yep, and we would eventually phase out the 235-SEEK. We would more market the 211, mm-hmm. just because it's easier to remember three numbers than seven numbers.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And it's 211 is a United Way national initiative, and so our United Way in Cass and Clay County has made the effort to start marketing 211 when we start answering those services in Cass and Clay County.
Is 211 currently routed to Bismarck when that happens? Is that where the...
In Cass County?
Physically, yeah. That it,
yep.
Okay.
It's their office in Bismarck,
right,
mental
right.
health. Mm-hmm. And what in Minnesota, they have kind of a nice system set up right now is they have multiple call centers across the state of Minnesota, and, you know, they are more populated. But it's nice for somebody in, let's say, northwest Minnesota to get more local 211 call center instead of someone in Rochester or Minneapolis. That way you know what's going on in that community, and you can keep your database up to date and help. Every community is different. I mean, we're learning that with our volunteer centers, that what Dickinson needs is way different than what Fargo needs. And so if you have more than one call center, you can identify those needs and better help the people that are calling.
And how would, let's say a person dials 701, or they don't dial 701, I suppose, if they just dial 211, period.
Yep.
That's right?
Just like 911.
How would the system distinguish whether it should go to First Link in Fargo or whether it should go to the Mental Health Association in Bismarck?
Well, the way Susan and I have discussed this, and Susan, feel free to chime in, but in Cass County, you know, it's 701 and then three numbers. Those three numbers would get routed to First Link, and the rest of the state would get routed to Bismarck as of now. And we answer the phone right now. We had to switch because we're answering Clay County 211 calls. We would just answer the phone call 211, what city are you calling from? That way we know what side of the river it's on right away. So we can provide the state with better statistics if it's Minnesota or North Dakota.
Does the phone system adequately recognize if you're calling within Cass? Do you know what I mean?
That's what I wondered, too. What's the calling area?
Yeah, you may have... trying to think of a phone, maybe Griggs & Moore, a little company that operates sort of to the west of Fargo, and its exchange might be, I don't know, Hunter, that's probably Polar, but anyway, I mean, you know, a small town sort of on the fringe area of Cass County, does the system know if they're actually calling from Cass versus, you know, across the line and Trail or
Susan and I
Steel
have to
or?
Identify those three numbers. We get a pick.
Okay.
The numbers that get routed to us. So, like, in Clay County, there's 26 different, you know, first three numbers of a phone number that got routed to us for Clay County.
Okay, but it's the NXX number it's the three-number prefix that's what actually routes it to.
Yep, not the 701, just what...
So there may be some
I think we would need to have them perhaps file those numbers with us, the ones that, so that we would know which ones are going to that... First Link, and which ones are going to the other. I think that would be helpful information. I mean, I don't know if you have identified all those prefixes now, but if you haven't, but when you do, you know, so that this can occur, I think it would be helpful for the commission to know which prefixes then are going to be able to call when they dial 211, they reach your organization versus reaching the Mental Health Association in Bismarck.
I'm just mainly concerned when we write the order, we just need to have it done right. So, you know, if we say... in their Cass County, that may not be exactly...
No, that might not be right.
That might not be the right wording. It might be in...
it might be by prefix
by
of
prefix,
telephone calls.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. in prefixes, it's designated for First Link.
I think, Susan, have you identified those numbers?
In Cass County?
The numbers that would get rolled to us?
No. Not specifically, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe Quest would have to help us with that, but we'd have to work with them. And
that would be fine.
And there are other providers of, you know, phones too, but the prefixes, I believe Quest is in charge of the prefixes, like 235, 293, those kinds of three-digit prefixes that are in Cass County.
Well, in Fargo they would, but there are other smaller providers that have their own prefixes that also serve portions of Cass County. And so I'm just thinking that when we write the order, we need to know.
Okay.
I mean, rather than designate a geographic area, the phone system doesn't necessarily...
need to designate the prefixes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because the phone system doesn't necessarily respect county borders.
Well, Chrissy, we'll have to work on that because I'm not sure just how to go about doing that, but we'll have to do that. If that's what you need, then we'll need to do that.
Yeah,
were you
I
thinking
can't.
Just Quest or...
Well, Susan's the one that has to initiate it because I can't call any phone company since she has the designation. So,
right.
Like in Minnesota, Clay County or Tri-Valley Opportunity Council had to work with their phone provider, and their phone provider did all the prefixes for us. We
okay.
We don't have any authority to say we want this. Otherwise, we could say we want Montana, or, you know, whatever.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So,
get a phone
Susan,
map really quick.
So
Susan
we need to decide the specific three-digit prefixes that will go to FirstLink.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And would this, just so I can clarify with my board and kind of in my mind, would we have the order, the thing from you, would it come from you, or would you be listed on Mental Health Association's order with the Public Service Commission? Like, would we have our designation from you, or from you give mental health permission to give us the designation?
Well, I
How
think that's
that
something still that the commission
yeah.
needs to talk about.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, it would all depend on the wording of the order. The map that I just handed out, Susan, unfortunately, there were only two out there.
That's okay.
If you look at Cass County, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are six different telephone companies that operate... in Cass County, and I think probably the perfect example is like Moore and Liberty, which is the Enderlin Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Enderlin's right on the border between,
right.
you know, Ransom and Cass, and so, I mean, even amongst the town itself, there might be people living in each county, but they'd be served by the same prefix number, and it's, you know, probably fine maybe that someone living in the Ransom side of Enderlin gets routed to FirstLink. We just need to make sure that there's not confusion and when we write the order.
Yeah, and I would ask if you could give a copy of that to Chet Pulver, who's
yes.
physically there today,
yep.
so that he
yes.
can take it back to our call center so we can get to work on that. And
name for them the
oh,
companies.
Yeah,
that
the
are
counties
involved.
Are
companies,
or
yeah.
the companies are Moore and Liberty Telephone Company, which is the Enderlin area. Intercommunity Telephone Company, LLC, which is almost all of western Cass, once you get too far west of Castleton. Absaraka Co-op Telephone Company, which is just around the Absaraka area. It's very small. Polar Communications, which is out of Park River, but it serves the Hunter Arthur area. There's a company called Loratel Systems, which is...
I'm familiar with that one. That's a
yeah, that's out of... they don't serve a lot of lines in North Dakota. They're out of Minnesota. They serve the Gardner area and sort of a little bit in Trail and a little bit in Cass. Very, very southeast Trail and northeast Cass. And then Quest.
So Loratel Warren Liberty Community?
Intercommunity.
And Absaraka?
Yeah.
And Co-op? And Polar Commercial?
Right.
And Loratel?
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it could... I suppose you could go about this in a number of ways. I mean, you could just work with Quest, and then it wouldn't be necessarily the whole county. You'd get all the area around Fargo, but...
well,
or you could try to work, you know, if you really wanted to do the county, you could work with... the individual companies.
Let me, if it's appropriate for me to comment on this at this time? Is,
yeah.
Sure, unless Christy has anything further she wants to say right now.
Mm-hmm. Not this time.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The history behind this is that the United Way of Cass Clay has funded First Lincoln, and their board of directors is unwilling to go with one county in Fargo in North Dakota and one county in Minnesota over another. So, for example, if the Mental Health Association in North Dakota, and we do have the designation, and we're serving Cass County, then they would be forced to fund Clay County and not Cass, and that would not be where their board would want to go. And because First Lake has a strong history and has a good, solid history in the community, and the number one thing that the Mental Health Association is concerned about, as First Lake is also, is the people we're trying to serve. Is, you know, we want to make sure that the people in Cass and then in Clay also can pick up the phone and dial 211 and get the appropriate connection to the appropriate service. That's our number one goal. So, you know, given the situation that we're in, it behooves us to go ahead and however we need to work this out to make it happen, because it's important for the customers that we're serving. It's important for First Link to continue to be alive and well in the community, and it's important for the Mental Health Association to also stay alive and well in terms of the rest of the state.
Sure. It's
so our goal was mm-hmm. Cass County, but I hear what you're saying about these prefixes, so we'll have to just, you know, take a look at that and get back to you with that. But as long as we get predominantly Cass County, I think United Way of Cass Clay will be satisfied with that.
Okay, and I mean, just for the record, I'm all for this. For making
yeah.
it happen. I think
I know.
Yeah, this is a great way to handle things, and I think it'll be a big benefit to folks in the Fargo area. We just want to make sure that we only have to write the order once and that we don't give you the wrong designation, and you know, a few months down the line you say, oops, yeah. So
now it's our understanding from the information we received from our staff is that you're fine with the Mental Health Association continuing to be the provider of 211 services. Let's just say that they would be the 211 designee in North Dakota, and that you would be working through them providing 211 services. So that it's our understanding that you are not expecting the commission to issue an order that would designate First Link as a 211 provider in Fargo.
Well, I guess that would depend on what's easiest for the Public Service Commission. I mean, if there was two different orders that said they had this geographic area or these prefixes and we had these prefixes, that would be fine with us also. Susan, you can speak to this, but, you know, 3 years ago when this came about, First Link really dropped the ball in applying for a designation. We didn't, I wasn't there at the time, and we didn't know anything about it. And so we could have applied for half the state maybe, and they had half the state. That way it's broken up a little easier. But as it is, at this point, we're just happy to serve the population that we're already serving. I don't know how many calls that 211 gets in the state of North Dakota, but we get 20,000, 22,000 just for Cass and Clay. We are very busy, mm-hmm. and there's not a whole lot of funding out there for 211, as Susan can
right.
talk about. And we provide, you know, disaster services during a crisis. We are the line people call, which 211, that's supposed to be the number people call. And in Cass Clay, it's not promoted because people would rather have their calls routed to First Link, since we've been there for 35 years, and they know our history, and they know what services we can provide. Nothing negative on Mental Health Association at all. It's just they're used to us. And so when Susan and I first started talking, you know, we did talk about Red River Valley Corridor or, you know, a different part of the state. And I think for her funding's sake, she needs to have the whole state mm-hmm. and us Cass County, because funding is so short. Is that correct, Susan?
That would be correct.
Yep. And we already have funding.
And just wait 1 minute. Just wait 1 minute, Susan. I have a question for Christy. And then our staff gave us a memo. I don't know if you've had a chance to see that from Patrick Font. It says, the Minnesota PUC, this is on page 2, tells me that they became involved in N-1-1 designation only when there are two entities that want to use the same N-1-1, and that hasn't been an issue for 2-1-1. The fact that FirstLink is answering calls for Minnesota heirs never came to the Minnesota PUC is an issue. So
I did find that out when I talked to Katie Jurek up at 2-1-1 out of the Twin Cities area, 2-1-1 United Way. She told me that they were the only ones, and they're the primary designee out of Minneapolis, and the rest of them are working from that, but they've not been formally designated by their public service commission or utilities or whatever they call it. They have not had that because nobody else wanted it but Minneapolis. So Minneapolis is the primary.
Sounds like in Minnesota it's just kind of squatter's rights until somebody, until two entities want.
Each state is different. Yeah. That's what we found out in this process, is there are no guidelines for this. It's just kind of what each state wants to do. And South Dakota is different also.
Well, I guess one question that I have too, that when I did talk to Patrick, he couldn't answer. The designation that Mental Health Association has for 2-1-1, is that till the end of time, or I mean, what?
Till the order's in effect until changed.
Okay.
How would something like this sound if? I mean, right now it's pretty clear that it's just designated to MHA, so I think we do need to change something in the order. But what if, to get around this whole issue of working with different companies and so on and so forth, if the commission just had an ordering clause that indicated that MHA is permitted to subcontract 2-1-1 operations within Cass County, North Dakota, and then just further stipulate that MHA must notify the commission of who that subcontractor is.
And the prefixes.
And, you know, and some sort of language where if that changes, you have to notify us.
Okay.
Would that just be limited to Cass County? Because you talked about it flowing over.
Right. Well, that's a good question. How about if we just gave them general authority to subcontract and tell us who the
prefixes
are, and anytime there are any changes to that, to notify us so we'd have an opportunity to review it.
Predominantly Cass County, of course it would be.
Yeah.
At least Cass County, but it's going to spill over into a few little other places. But I'm not sure that from the customer's perspective that anybody cares.
Yeah. I don't think they care who is behind the phone.
And the other thing that Christy and I have talked about, which this provides, and I know that Tony is in favor of this, and I'm hearing that other people are not objecting, so I think we're all on the same page. But the beauty of this from the standpoint of disaster response or first responder is that if, in fact, we do have floods and so forth in the valley, and our call center here would go down at FirstLink, that we would, in fact, have the same database, and we would pick it up with the flip of a switch. We'd have the same thing, 2-1-1, and answer all calls for disaster. And likewise, in Bismarck, if a tornado hit or hailstorm or something damaged the phone equipment where we were in Bismarck, the call center that would be 2-1-1 FirstLink would pick it up. So we have a wonderful contingency plan in our state of North Dakota that I think is really unique and a great crisis response.
Yeah,
how does that work when you say you would have the whole data bank if something happened in that area? Is it in your computer? I mean, would you have all the information that
FirstLink does? Both our databases are online. So we can easily share referrals that way, but we also have been talking about merging our databases together.
That's good.
So then, and we're right now we use the same software. So in North Dakota, it's easy. Minnesota size, they use a different software than we do. So it's a little harder on that side of the river, but for North Dakota we're using the same. And like 5 years ago, Mental Health actually bought our database to get their services, you know, so we have shared it in the past.
And we have senior info line, and we have those kinds of things that now FirstLink will have the same. So there's many, you know, things that we're going to be sharing. But the point is we have the same database for the same state we serve. So we would, in an emergency situation, whether it be biochemical or, you know, tornado or whatever it is, we can accommodate it in a drop of a hat. We can make this really work. So it's a wonderful opportunity for the state.
Is it, I just want to make sure now that First Link is in agreement that this plan would be a workable one and that to act as if some type of language similar to what Commissioner Clark said, that you would be acceptable of that.
To answer.
Read it again.
Let's say something along the lines of MHA is permitted to subcontract 211 operations within North Dakota. And then you'd add something to it along the lines of so long as MHA notifies the commission.
Of prefixes,
you know,
that.
30 days in advance. Of
with prefixes that are going to be handled by another party, by the other party, so that in case the commission gets calls, we know who is answering and who's doing that type of work
mm-hmm.
in other places. Are you okay with that type of language?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I think that'd be flexible enough where, you know, Susan, if some other opportunity, who knows where, came up along the line in a town within North Dakota, that you could mm-hmm. at least explore that without having to mm-hmm. worry too much about the commission. And then once it gets serious and you know what's going to happen, you just come to us and let
okay.
us know. And I don't even know at that point. Well, you might need an informal, but
mm-hmm.
it would be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Bill, do you have any questions? Bill Binnick is our legal counsel.
I think I understand what is being agreed to.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, Chet, do you have any comments that you would like to make at the present time?
No, I'll make one comment. In northern Louisiana, they were doing about, their call center there was doing about 7,500 calls a year. The 2 months after Katrina, they did 110,000 calls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful opportunity. What we're doing in disasters, just once you have the basic infrastructure in place, you can expand it so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a good step for North Dakota as far as disaster.
Well, I'm really pleased about the number of contacts that are being made at First Link. We have in our record here last year, First Link received 23,000 calls. And so that does show us that the community is aware of your presence and is reaching out and using the services that you have available. So I'm real pleased about that. And I hope that by having the 211 number to access people, that it'll even increase the number of calls that you receive.
Mm-hmm. And a great thing that we have asset on our staff, Sarah actually went to northern Louisiana and answered calls after the hurricane
Good.
In their call center. And so should we ever have anything that large a scale here in North Dakota, which I hope
we have some experience.
We have Sarah, who's done it, and she's been in the middle of a crisis answering those 211 calls. So that is to our advantage, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like, this is Susan, I would like to go on record as saying that I am hopeful that First Link will be able to fold in their other lines, because what you're seeing at 22,000, I'm sure, is the total collection of calls, and they're going to be separating them out at least for a while, but we're hoping to work together to transition First Link, and so that people in Cass and Clay County will become used to dialing 211. And it's kind of the tradition and the way things have always been, you know, for 30 years. And we had that happen with our helpline, too. We had a helpline for over 30 years statewide, and mental health did, and MHA did. And people get used to things. So we're hoping that that transition will take place.
When do you anticipate that this transition will take place? And maybe in our order we should just have something. I think we did in our last one. We wanted to be notified when the 211 calls actually got up and running in North Dakota, because in my memory, we had the hearing sometime in the spring, and then actually it didn't get started and everything accomplished until probably that fall. So it probably would be helpful for us. Let's just make a note, too, that we would want to have them notify us the effective date of the changeover. Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we need to do is get the prefixes.
That's right. That's right.
And so I guess as soon as we get that done, I mean, I know that we've been wanting to do this for a very, very long time, and Christy and I want to have a press conference in the Fargo community as soon as this is, you know, finalized. So,
you know,
we'll get this done and get this to you as soon as possible.
I'd even be comfortable with, you'll have to know the prefixes anyway, because if you're, for the call routing purposes, that you'll have to have that information. But
right. For
a commission perspective, probably all we need is exchange. You know, if some of the exchanges bleed over into an extra county, that's probably fine. But all the designations that we've done in the past have always been by exchange, and I mean, we know then what.
Okay.
What's what? But I don't know if we need.
Susan, do you know the difference between prefixes and exchange?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Would you help with that?
Sure. You know, the prefixes is the actual 3-digit prefix, and so there are lots in Fargo, and there may only be one in Enderlin.
Uh-huh.
The exchange is just the community that it's tied to, where that wire center is.
Okay.
So Fargo is an exchange with lots of prefixes.
Sure.
Hunter may be an exchange with just one prefix. Arthur
so
might be an exchange with just
okay.
one.
Okay.
So if you give us the name of the wire center or the exchange, and I agree, we probably don't need to know all the numbers, because I'm thinking of how many there are to in Bismarck alone, let alone in Fargo. So
yeah.
Just so we know,
especially
which exchanges
you're dealing with wireless,
will be served by it.
You're dealing with wireless prefixes. There's just a lot of them out there. The
exactly.
Exchange should be enough for us.
All right. And would
that's
you like
we'll
me to get that to you on letterhead stationery and address it to Commissioner Clark or Commissioner Weefald?
It would just be to Alana.
Commission Secretary Alana.
Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, who's executive director. And then it'll get docketed. The other thing as I'm thinking through, you know, I had originally said that in the wording of this order we'd have some notice requirements, but I'm wondering if that's as far as the number of days before. But I don't want to push that out so long that, you know, our next commission meeting is the 7th of March. And if we enact an order that says you have to give us 30 days notice prior to this, then I mean, you're looking at April. And I know you guys are interested in getting.
Why would we need notice once we receive the information from
them? I don't
think
we do need notice, which is why I'm.
Mm-hmm.
But if that should change in the future, if something changes, you would expect MHA to give you 30 days notice.
Yes.
That would be.
I think that would be good. Yes,
okay.
Because you've had at least 30 days before here. That's right.
Understood.
Bill, can we figure out some creative wording to make it happen right away in this one? But
yeah, I think so.
Well, we've had 30 days notice on this one already.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Because we've already noticed the informal hearing, etc.
Right. I just don't want there to be implied in the order when we say 30 days that it,
no.
We don't mean 30 days starting with the date of that order, but
no.
This is the 30-day notice.
Future sub,
yeah.
Okay, and we will get right on the Warren Liberty and Intercommunity and Absaraka, and we'll get on that and get a letter off to Alana, Executive Director.
All right, then I think we have all the information on the record that we need at this time, and so we're going to close the informal hearing on case number PU 29090347, the Mental Health Association 211 designation application. Thank you all for your participation. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bill, will you turn off the recording then?
I have no idea how to use it.
All right, we'll see.
I think I can figure it out.
Shelly, I can get Shelly in to do it.
Wow, thank you so much. It was a wonderful experience. Learn more about your program.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I'm a social worker, so I always am interested in programs that can reach out to people and give them help.
It's a great program.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you
have business cards?
I sure do. Yes, they do. I just have to find them.
Yes, actually, I went to